It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa has a primary election in just a little over 2 weeks. At the top of the Democrats' ballot is a decision over whom the party wants to run against Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst in November. This week, we're introducing you to the four candidates. Today, Des Moines real estate executive Teresa Greenfield.
Some call this flyover country. Way too many in Washington fly over it and forget about it. Well, my family was into a different kind of flying. My dad was a crop duster, and farming was our way of life.
This is the video Teresa Greenfield used to introduce herself in this race. Greenfield leaned heavy on her rural background, growing up on a farm in southern Minnesota. More recently, she's led the Iowa division of Rotland Homes and was president of a Des Moines real estate and development company. And she says she started thinking about running for office after the 2016 election.
Certainly in the last few years, and certainly in 2016, when women across this country, myself included, just got more engaged in wanting to serve, wanting to have a voice at the table, wanted to talk about the issues that women and our families and our hometowns really care about, feeling like we weren't being heard. And so that's when I really wanted to get involved.
Greenfield's name might sound familiar. She ran in Iowa's 3rd District congressional primary in 2018, but she dropped out of that race when she learned one of her campaign staffers falsified signatures on her nominating petition. Congresswoman Cindy Axne, who now represents the district, obviously won that race. And Greenfield says there's a personal experience at the heart of this desire to run for the Senate seat.
But on a more personal level, most of it comes from Social Security. I was widowed at the age of 24, and my first husband was a lineman for the power company, and he was a member of IBEW. And, you know, the unions built the middle class in this country, and they've certainly been under attack and need a stronger voice. So when Rod died at work, I became a single mom with a 13-month-old and another one on the way. And it was Social Security harder union benefits, along with, you know, friends and family and my community that, you know, got me back up on my feet and gave me that hand up. Senator Joni Ernst, she talks about privatizing Social Security, about going behind closed doors to gut Social Security. And I just said, no way, and I'm getting in this race.
Greenfield is referring to comments Ernst made at a town hall in Iowa last year. And like the other candidates in this primary, Greenfield has had to adjust to moving all of her campaigning online. And when asked about what she'd bring to the Senate in combating COVID-19,
I believe COVID-19 pandemic, you know, could be one of the most consequential events of our lifetime. And as we've seen, it has disrupted our lives. It's disrupted our economy, jobs, education, travel, our supply chains, and people are getting sick and dying. And so we need to have some leadership there that's really going to be listening to our public health experts and leading from that perspective. I understand everybody wants to get back to normal and fast as possible, but of course, these are tough times. Here in Iowa, you know, as someone whose husband went to work and didn't come home from work, I want to be focused on the health and safety of our workers. And I believe our essential workers absolutely need essential protections. That starts with emergency temporary standards to make sure that the businesses are able to modify in a way that protects the workers' health and safety. The president should be using the Defense Production Act to ramp up testing and PPE manufacturing and distribution to make sure that folks have the equipment they need to do their job safely. I think COVID has shown a spotlight on some weaknesses in our government. And one, workers need paid sick leave. No one should have to decide whether they go to work sick or whether they stay home and don't get a paycheck and be able to care for their family. So we need paid sick leave. We need premium pay for all of our essential workers. And so I have put out two plans kind of identifying the things I believe we should focus on. And it's hardworking families, it's health and safety, it's our small businesses here in Iowa.
That's Des Moines real estate executive Teresa Greenfield. She's one of the four Democrats running in Iowa's June 2nd primary. You can learn more about this election and hear conversations with the other three candidates running in this race at our website, iowapublicradio.org. And tomorrow, we'll discuss the state of this race with University of Northern Iowa political scientist Chris Larimer.